Deputy Claire Daly, you have 6 minutes.
Thank you, Ciarán Cóirla. I think when the Taoiseach talks about a leap of faith being necessary to convince us that the programme he's outlined somehow heralds a new dawn, I think he's been incredibly understated. The reality is it would require blind faith and a leap of such epic proportions that Cú Chulainn himself wouldn't be able to manage it. And the reason we can say that with confidence is that the programme that you've outlined, Taoiseach, woolly and all as it may be in parts, is virtually identical to that which was being implemented by your predecessors in Fianna Fáil and the Green Party, and for which they paid such a heavy and justifiable price at the ballot box. We want to take the opportunity at this stage today to put your government on notice that when you attempt to implement the measures that you've outlined, you are going to face a battle royal in the communities and in the workplaces, because it's okay in here today. There's a bit of a party atmosphere. That's understandable. Maybe it's a little bit deserved. But we can't forget the real world out there, and that this chamber can't be diverse and divorced from that real world. A world in which so many people are smarting from the harsh economic consequences of the decisions of the previous government. A government which put the interests of bankers and speculators ahead of those of ordinary people. And I don't see too many people partying outside of here, those honest mortgage owners in their modest home, whose solution your government is that they will be foisted with, on top of their already existing burdens, the burdens of a home tax and the burden of a water charge. We don't see too many public sector workers celebrating at the fact that 25,000 of their numbers will lose their jobs, or indeed the 300,000 workers covered by employment regulation orders, some of whom greeted us on our way in here this morning from the catering industry. Workers whose terms and conditions are now up for review as a result of your recommitment to the structural reform programme outlined by your predecessor. And I think I would like to stand and echo the points made by my colleagues that there are a lot of people out there in the semi-state sector, where I come from, who are not happy and who are fearful, if you like, that the only concrete figure for revenue-generating proposals in your programme came off the backs and the sell-off of what you deem to be non-strategic state assets. Now, we want to put clearly on the record that us in the Socialist Party and the United Left Alliance believe that all state assets are strategic and that they are all very, very important. And it is economic lunacy to attempt to dispose of those assets. And your efforts in that regard, we can assure you, will be met with vigorous opposition by those of us on this side of the chamber and our colleagues who sent us here in the workplaces and the communities that we represent. In conclusion, I would say people hoped that by voting for your government that they were going and they were voting for change. What they got is more of the same. I think you should be aware that, unlike your predecessor, people out there are not going to give you 5 years to wait to deal the same medicine that your predecessor got. Your programme will be met with active opposition out there in the real world, where people aren't partying today. And we want to give you our pledge, if you like, that we will be to the forefront in bringing those issues inside this chamber and taking the battles and the issues in here out into those communities as well. So in wishing you a sincere hope that you enjoyed the day, I hope you did, because your honeymoon is going to be incredibly short-lived.
Thank you very much, Deputy.